Dueling Princes, The Calypso Chronicles, written by Tyne O'Connell and read by Nikki Tolacco. I had my head out the window of the car, and my hair was blowing about my face, only not so much as to blow my tiara off. As we cabbed it down the King's Road, we were en route to Waterloo for the train, which would take us back to St. Augustine's. This has officially been the most awesome half-term break in the history of half-term breaks, Georgina declared, with that grand English drawl of hers that had once so intimidated me as she gave my hand a squeeze. We'd bought said tiara for £2 at Ad Hoc for a laugh in the morning. Immediately after that, we piled into the photo booth at the Virgin Megastore, where havoc and mayhem ensued. This mood had carried us up and down the KR all day, and Indy and I had even been approached by model scouts. She had her security followers politely decline on her behalf. Indy's security guys are meant to look inconspicuous and follow at a discreet distance, but the art of blending in seems to elude them. Their idea of a discreet distance and Indy's are about 10 meters apart from each other. Indy is a real princess, with her own kingdom, personal zoo and everything, but she's not a bit affected. "They approach me all the time, darling," she groaned as the nice model scout was being dispatched. "They can be so annoying, don't you think?" she asked, grabbing my arm before it had a chance to greedily snatch at the business cards the model scout was begging us to take, just in case. I rolled my eyes, as if I knew exactly what she meant. When inside, I was excited that a real model scout had just approached me and said I had the look they were looking for. I'm not surprised they approach Indy all the time. She is the most beautiful girl I know. She looks like a young Naomi Campbell. I suppose Indy is right, though. The last thing I would want to be is a model, because it means basing your entire life on your body image. Plus, the camera puts 10 pounds on you. And then, one day, when you don't have the look anymore, your body image must go to pot.